Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson number 15, my thoughts are images that I have made. The Course is reminding us once again that everything we see with our eyes is from a projection of our thoughts and beliefs. It's like we are a walking projector, and the screen that we see in front of us is our screen of life. I call it our radar screen. Whatever you have on your radar screen today, you have put it there by some level of consent in your mind. And actually, these things can be there simply from holding a fear or a worry or a doubt or a concern. If you have a fear in your mind about something happening, you will produce that situation again and again because your mind is focusing on the fear instead of on what is true. We are learning to get back to true perception and ultimately to get back to knowledge. The Holy Spirit is guiding your journey every step of the way. With these lessons, you are learning to let go of what is not true so that what is true can become known to you once again. This is not about me teaching you something or trying to put something into your minds. This is a place where we can let go of all the fear, the worry, the doubt, the stress, the concern, the suffering, the sadness, the grief, and everything else, so that what God has already given you can become known to you yet again. I remember the first time that I began noticing light around different objects and people. And I was actually sitting in a church service, and I was following the lessons in the Course for the very first time. And I was trying to understand what is the difference between what's called reality and illusion. If what I am looking at is illusion, then what is reality? And I really had this in my heart as a great question. And I was sitting in the church that day, and a woman came up to the podium, and she was sharing all the details of her very sad life story, and ultimately there was a very happy ending. But while I was listening to the details of her story, I of course was reminded of my own sad story, and I was beginning to feel sad within myself. So I decided I didn't want to go into that sadness, so what I would do was practice what I had been learning in the Course. And what I did in that moment, as she was speaking, and I was hearing the words that she was using, but I decided to hold the truth about who she was in my mind, just to practice for a little while. I thought, this woman is a child of God. She is whole. She is complete. She is safe. She is loved. She is provided for. Whether she's aware of it, whether she's not, this is the truth of her. And I was practicing this in my mind simply to practice the lessons that I had been learning. And to my surprise, I began to see a white line of light around this woman. I had no idea what it was, and my first inclination was that there must be a light shining from behind her that had come on during the time of her talk. So I was moving my head around, trying to find, looking from side to side to see the actual light bulb that was sitting behind her that must have come on, because I could see this beautiful light aura around her entire body. And I was amazed because there appeared to be no light shining from behind her. I had never seen anything like this before. And the more I focused on trying to find the source of the light, well, the light began to fade. So I decided to go back to my prayer and to see this woman as whole, complete, safe, loved, provided for, that whether she's aware of it, whether she's not, whether she has experienced it or whether she hasn't, this is the truth of her. And then once again, that light began to appear, and I realized that it was actually coming from my own mind, that I was becoming more aware of her true essence as a light-filled, eternal child of God. I was so amazed, and I have since then borrowed that line of response of remembering the truth of who someone is, and also for myself in many, many situations, I would say thousands of situations. And each and every time it has brought a much higher level of peace and ultimately led me through some very challenging moments. So today, let's just borrow the idea that everything that you see is an image that you have made, and the Holy Spirit is guiding you on how to let go of those thoughts that are creating the darkened images that you see, so that the light can shine once again.